Thanks for supporting KPFT Houston Community Radio.
This is Queer Voices.
This is Brian Levinka.
This is Andrew Edmondson.
And we are talking about an upcoming event that's being put on by the Mankind Project. And in the studio, we have a leader of the new warrior training adventure, Greg Gondrin. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you both. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I know that Andrew has gone through the training and I haven't, so I guess let us know, what is the Mankind Project, and tell us a little bit about that to get started.
Sure. The Mankind Project is a nonprofit, 501(c). It's been around for a long time, since 1985. It was created in the 80s, so it's sustained itself for over 35 years. It's been here, and I just coincidentally ran into Andrew here. He's been through the training, how many years ago?
2005, 12 years ago.
Wow, okay. And I went through in 1998. So it's coming up on 20 years that I did this particular training myself. And I thought maybe you had, Brian. And
no, I haven't.
It might be time.
I know we've had you on the show before, and mm-hmm. we talked about it, but I never have.
Right.
So I guess, what is the training and what happens during that?
Right. Well, the Mankind Project itself is the umbrella organization. It's a nonprofit, as I said, and its purpose, we have a purpose, we have a mission statement and such, but its purpose is to create a safer world by growing better men. And that sounds a little vague, but we do a training that we call the New Warrior Training Adventure. Mm-hmm. That's sort of our flagship training. And there's other trainings that we do as well. But that's the basic entry point into the work. It's called the New Warrior. And the word warrior has a lot of context to it. So I personally heard that, and I was like,
What is that? Military?
Military, you know, beating chest, that kind of thing. And it was totally contrary to anything I imagined. So I don't know if you would agree, Andrew, or what
I was scared at first. I felt like, oh, this is just too much of a heterosexual
construct.
It seems
very testosterone-y,
right, kind
of manly.
But I will say, having come out the other side, the kind of surprise and the kind of piece of wonderful learning was, yes, there were men there who had homophobia, but they were willing to confront it out in the open. And they wanted to work through that. And I realized after doing the first training that I did that we have met the enemy and he is us, meaning I had internalized my own homophobia mm-hmm. so deeply that I projected that on other men. And what was great was to build really intense, non-sexual friendships with straight men and to be able to have that level of trust and of intimacy, because I grew up as a gay kid being bullied by straight guys.
Very sheltered, I would imagine.
And I would say there were about four straight guys I trusted in the world, and one was my college roommate. And so doing the Mankind Project and realizing there are a lot of straight men out there who are good men of integrity, and even if they have been programmed with the homophobia that we all grew up with, they're working to fight back against it.
So is it necessarily a hetero versus a homo kind of event, or how does it appeal, and who comes to this event, I guess?
Right. So I'm going to back up, and then I'll kind of come back to your question a little bit. So some of the core teachings are about authenticity, emotional authenticity. Some of these may be a little psychobabble, but it is about being true to yourself mm-hmm. and finding your true self. And for, I think, some of us queer folks, we are told who we are. We're defined oftentimes by everyone else. And this program happens to be really powerful for gay, bi, transgendered men, bisexual men, is because it allows us to be in a safe environment where we can get to discover who we truly are. And, yeah.
What do you mean by a safe environment?
Well, it's a weekend where you show up as a participant. Sometimes the word initiate is used because it is a sort of initiation. Mm-hmm. It is a moving from one way to a new way of being, if you will. Mm-hmm. So you show up in a space that you may or may not know anyone, and within, I would say, 24, 48 hours, I walked away with these deep, close, intimate connections that I thought, how did that happen in 48 hours? So it is a challenging emotionally, physically, maybe spiritually, psychologically, challenging weekend, but it's in a safe space where you get to choose whatever happens to you. Okay. There's no pushing or forcing or making. This is a totally free will weekend.
And Andrew, did you come out with the same experience after 24, 48 hours, these bonds?
I did. I was there was one straight guy who's been an incredibly close friend since the training, and what was interesting was there was a moment where I was kind of terrified, and I remember he said he was looking to me, and I was really gripping his hand so strong, and he was like, wow, this gay guy who I sort of thought was soft and wimpy is really strong and really intense. Mm-hmm. And another guy was telling me, like, you have such natural strength. And this is not about me, like, puffing myself up,
right,
because the kind of self-perception I had was like, no, I'm the wimp who got beat up in fourth grade as
right.
a gay
You're
kid.
You're still carrying that baggage with you.
And so to hear other people who see you in a different way and they're speaking to you from integrity and not trying to BS you, that's powerful.
Right. All the trainings, whether they're the men come or gay or straight or bi or trans, focus on personal responsibility. There's a lot of talk around integrity and accountability. You leave with a mission and you leave with a purpose on this weekend. It isn't just it's not therapy. It's not any kind of self-help work, but it is coined as an educational training. So you walk away with an education in some source, but you also walk away with connection and purpose and a mission. And for me, the big piece was a sense of community. And like you said, I was pretty isolated in just the gay community prior to this. Mm-hmm. Went through, had a lot of stuff around straight men, and now I have just a variety of relationships with men that I could call on at any time.
And I think we're programmed to be kind of isolated in our own LGBT community.
Right.
We grew up as gay men, and we kind of associate with gay men. We come out with other gay men, and we kind of had that shared community experience.
Right.
So we're not used to hanging around with straight men and having, you know, a platonic relationship where you're not like you have a crush on them or, you know, something like someone at work, you mm-hmm. know.
Right. So I want to say that, so that's just a little bit of history about the training. Like I said, it's been around a long time. And Andrew and I went through many, many, many years ago. Over time, what I discovered and some of us discovered is that some, we use the word target groups and or minorities, look at our literature, look at our marketing materials, look at and or hear about it and think it is this chest beating
kumbaya,
gorilla. Yeah, kumbaya, run in the woods naked, that kind of thing, which it's not. And so they go, not for me. And so a few years ago, several years ago, we created what we call a gateway training, where the staff, those that support those that come on the weekends, and the leaders, we chose staff and we chose leadership that matched the population that we were inviting.
Okay.
And so I would tell some of my gay friends and bi friends and trans friends that had said, no, I don't think so. Well, this weekend, everyone on staff is going to be queer.
Oh,
okay. And what we discovered was that we brought our culture into this weekend. And I won't tell what that is. I don't want to give everything away. But the training and the protocols and the processes haven't changed. But the queer aspects of who we are is now integrated into the weekend. And so queer men show up and the guard goes down quickly because we're amongst our own.
Yeah. And I think that if you're with your own, you don't have that fear of being, you know, attacked for being gay.
Absolutely.
I mean, with strangers, you don't know what their reaction is going to be.
Right. And for some gay men, that's not an issue. Going to the standard traditional training is fine. But for many that have been, as I said, bullied mm-hmm. or have fear or have shame about being in mixed groups, they said, I'd rather go to one with other queer men leading it. And that the filters are down and all of that radar that I have to watch what I say.
Yeah, you're doing your self-filter. Yeah,
absolutely.
Kind of monitoring what you say and how you're perceived.
Which is exhausting, right?
It's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job. So we have one coming up in November mm-hmm. this year. This is the third one in the Houston area and in Central Texas and North Texas, San Antonio, and different parts of Louisiana are all sending men, and men are registering and coming to this particular training. It's November 3 through 5, which is a Friday through Sunday. The training takes place about an hour and a half north of here, and close to Madisonville, mm-hmm. and we have a training site that a beautiful gay man in Montrose, right down the street that I'm staying with tonight, donated this land, and his grandfather's, and it's a long story, but he inherited it from his grandfather, so it's called land of my grandfathers. Oh. And it's this beautiful property, 11 acres. And that's, is that where you went, Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah. And we have our own buildings and our own cabins and our own facilities. And it's a beautiful time of year, but it's November the 3rd through 5th this year. It's a 48-hour experience, Friday afternoon through approximately Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And you will discover amazing parts of yourself and connections with men that you may have never experienced with other gay men. So,
if you're joining us, we're speaking with Greg Gondrin about the upcoming New Warrior Training Weekend that's happening in November. Now, Andrew, you've gone through this, so I guess tell us what people can expect. It's 48 hours.
The best advice that I was given was trust the process.
Okay.
And for a control freak who always likes to be in control,
so do you arrive with
a challenge.
Do you arrive with an agenda of things that are going to happen, or you just kind of go with the flow?
You show up and see what unfolds. And
that's scary.
Yeah.
The good news was I had a straight friend who was Latino, and he and I drove up together. Honestly, he is a former football player, and I sort of had a sense of comfort.
If
anybody tries to F with me, Jose is right there. Mm-hmm. And just like we had a level of trust where I knew, like, if anybody comes to mess with me, I've got Vinny, my bodyguard, here, and you're going to have to go through him.
So you didn't go to a pure LGBT weekend?
No, I've always heard about it, but that's never, I don't think there's been one in
Houston.
Come
staff.
I haven't been to the LGBT version.
Yeah. So in the version that you went to, talk about, did you have to come out as into the group, or wasn't an issue at all? Or?
I did. I came out on Saturday. I found all Friday I was doing that filter thing.
Doing the filter.
I wasn't even present. I was so guarded, and I was so afraid.
So much energy's devoted to that.
I'm just scanning my environment, like, what's going on here? I had no idea what I was walking into. I was told to trust the process, and I'm glad I did. I could tell you everything that happens, but I wouldn't want to give the whole movie away.
Right, right.
So I trusted, but I found myself tense and not really present. By Saturday morning, I thought something needs to shift, and someone challenged me, asked me the question, what's at risk, Greg, to come out about this. And once I did, the doors opened, I was fully present and embraced in a beautiful way.
And what was your experience, Andrew?
I had that back to fourth grade feeling of I'm the gay person, and I bet there are two or three other gay guys here, but this is primarily straight guys, and this makes me real nervous, and I don't know if I trust them. Mm-hmm. But then you see straight men opening up in a way that is almost never revealed in normal day-to-day society. I got to see straight men express their vulnerabilities.
Oh, we never see that.
Yeah, and so for me, that gave me kind of trust in the process, because it's like, okay, they're putting it out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can do that too. And I also had a sense, just from knowing two or three people in the room, that there probably was not going to allow homophobia to happen. But for me, and maybe this is part of the weekend, like, so you're going to this program called Warrior. And for me, as a far left liberal, warriors are people who go into battle and kill other people and dehumanize. And I have to say, watching Ken Burns' fantastic documentary over the last week, it's made me shift that perception of what that word means. And it's made me incredibly grateful for men who love their country so much that they would be willing to do that. So I'm not knocking the military. But just for me, it was a very loaded word that meant traditional, masculine, mm-hmm. heterosexual, John Wayne, don't show emotion, try to control everything.
Right. Well, we're taught as young men, becoming a man. In our society, when I grew up, it was, you know, you don't show emotion, you're very stoic, you know, you don't cry.
And there's a consequence for containing that all the time.
Yeah.
And on these weekends, you're given space to open up and express that stuff. The battles aren't taking place out there. They're taking place within.
Absolutely.
And that's sort of what we guide and encourage men to take a deep look inside. It's a transformational weekend. And so there's a risk, and there's a huge payoff of, I think, connection, community, new relationship. Almost all of my friends currently have been through the training. And there's other trainings after this around leadership, et cetera, that it's an ongoing thing. It's not a one-stop shop weekend and you're done. You can continue the work as long as you choose to. And the Mankind Project, I've found, unlike other weekend workshops, this organization embraces and does its work around multiculturalism and diversity like I've never seen.
That's great.
Yeah. There's a deep look at our differences and a deep look at challenging each other around how we project on one another.
So what are some things, both Greg and Andrew, that came out of this that you didn't expect, I guess? What are some of the...
I did not expect to have this level of relationship with men in my life. My relationships with gay men were mostly sexual, mm-hmm. and partners, and I didn't... The doors around me being intimate with another man were locked up and bolted.
And when you mean intimate, you don't mean...
I don't mean sexually.
I mean personal,
intimate relationships where I was willing to open up, divulge, trust, and expose myself for who I really was. And I found that I was embraced in a way that I didn't in the bars and I didn't in other circles with gay men, where it was more of a surfacey kind of sexual relationship.
Superficial.
Yep, absolutely.
How about you, Andrew?
I think that what I got was straight men really showing up for me. And part of that was me allowing that to happen, because I was sort of like, if you're straight, you're going to be like my father, and
yes.
you're ultimately going to hurt me, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to trust you, and don't mm-hmm. get too close. And to use Brené Brown's phrase, there were men who were so open-hearted. And at a certain point, this was later in the process, because there's a follow-up process that you can do, which I did, which actually for me was the most impactful part of the whole experience. But straight men lovingly confronting me on certain behaviors, being very honest, and me knowing that it did not come from a place of homophobia, it did not come from a place of domination. It was the way you tell a person you care about the truth, mm-hmm. so that they can have insight into themselves and can hopefully grow and develop beyond it. And I was not having that type of friendships with straight men before 2005.
I want to add that this Gateway training that's going to be held here in Texas mm-hmm. is on November 3rd through 5th. Happens every 2 or 3 years. It's not a regular yearly thing. So I would encourage those locally to sign up and come. There are other Gateway trainings offered around the country. Northern California, the Bay Area is offering one in October. And all of this can be found on the website, mankindpride.org.
And there's an ad in Outsmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this issue of Outsmart, I think it's a September issue.
Yeah.
There's an ad at the bottom of page 52.
And I think there's also going to be an article in next month's Outsmart.
There will be an article. You'd be amazed at how many men in our area have been through this training. I just saw you outside, and we've both done the weekend. And there's this instant bond or camaraderie that takes place. We have this foundation that we've experienced, and there's a deeper connection. There's going to be other trainings, the GBTQ trainings, Gateway trainings, this year and next year. They're taking off. They're becoming mm-hmm. very, very popular. And there's the traditional trainings as well. So
very good. Okay, so to wrap up, give us the date of the training, the website, and is there a phone number?
Right. Let me give you the date is November 3rd through 5th this year. Mm-hmm. The website is mankindpride.org,
okay.
and it has all the registration information there. And also, let me give you a number. You can call Martin at 713-927-1126, and he can help you get information or register right over the phone.
Well, thank you. This has been Greg Gondrin talking about the Mankind Project and the upcoming New Warrior Training Weekend.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
And this is Queer Voices.